Hello everybody, and here again. Well, there does seem to be a bit of a theme that's developed around the sort of audio booze that I've done over the last couple of days, and also the some of the YouTube videos that I've also been doing, all about keeping your eyes open, looking up into the heavens as well, and getting out there and exploring, all about that sort of inquisitive nature. And some of the comments and feedback that I've got from both the booze and the vlogs as well have inspired me to make this one, because what it seems to me nowadays, I mentioned in the last boo that I did, that I have that sort of inquisitive nature. I want to see what's around the next corner, what's over the next hill, but I'm not sure that everybody nowadays does. And I get the impression that so many people now are preoccupied by other things, whether it's their life in general. They're walking around with sort of more or less their eyes closed. I remember doing a video a couple of years ago, a vlog about sitting on the top deck of a double-decker bus and actually noticing the architecture of a particular street that I'd travelled down countless times and never actually looked up and never really noticed things. That's one indication, that the sort of starry night, looking at the night sky. Nowadays, we maybe don't expect to see stars, so we don't even bother looking at them, looking for them anymore. Or are we now just so preoccupied with our lives, etc., that we just don't even think about our surroundings? So many people now wander around with iPods on, they've got their phones, they've got something in their ears or whatever it might be, they're listening to music, to whatever, that it cuts them off from the surroundings that are around them. So if there is something to take their mind off of it, something, you know, a noise, something that's out of the ordinary that they might want to see, hear, experience, they don't experience it because they're enclosed in their own little bubble, for want of a better expression, where they've got their iPod on, they've got their headphones on, and it tends to make you isolated. I can think of examples myself where I've walked on the road with my iPod on, I'm as bad as anyone else. And because of that, you're not aware of your surroundings, you're not aware of the traffic, you're not aware of the cars that are around, and it can actually become quite dangerous because you're wandering around completely in your own world. Yes, I know people walk around in a bit of a daze, and I'm guilty of that as well sometimes, of being completely out of it in some ways. My mind's wandering, I'm thinking about other things. But if you haven't got anything else around you, you can still see things that are happening, like today, walking along the seafront, seeing what's out there and experiencing it. That walking thing sometimes helps as well. If you're enclosed in a car, and even in a bus or whatever it might be, you're not actually out there, you're not noticing things as well. And as I said, I don't think people take that notice of their surroundings. Whether this is a modern phenomenon, and I think a lot of it is now, that we, as I say, we walk around with our own little bubbles, we don't communicate with people, another aspect of it as well maybe, whether that be on a bus or a train, we're all just sitting there with our headphones on, you know, looking away into space. Or so many people now with their mobile phones, their cell phones, if they are sitting down somewhere, or they've got their heads down, they're not looking up anymore, they're too busy typing away, doing other things, or talking into their phones like I'm doing now. So a modern trait, or is this something that's, you know, that's always been going on? I tend to think that maybe it's a bit different now with the advent of this technology. We're so busy doing this type of stuff or listening to things that weren't as portable before. Even the age of the Walkman, since that sort of time, we've been walking around with our eyes closed, with our ears enclosed as well, in our own little bubbles, our own little personal bubbles. And I think that's not such a good thing. We're limiting ourselves, we're limiting the experiences that we've got out there. There's a big whole wide world to see and experience out there, and maybe we're missing out on it, especially the youngsters of today. There you go. Anyway, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.